Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You know, it's unfortunate, but we're never at a loss of people trying to get help.
Amen.
After going out with someone, you have a great time, and then you get ghosted. We're about to find out why when we put David on the spot. But first, let's talk to Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey. Morning.
All right. Tell us about David.
Okay, so he had slid into my DMs on Instagram because we have mutual friends. Uh-huh. And one of my friends had posted a picture of me. And he was following my friend, so that's how he saw the picture. And I mean, we didn't talk too much before we met, which was kind of good because I usually get kind of nervous when we do talk too much before.
Uh-huh.
So we met in person, and like, I just thought the date went like really well. We were like off to such a good start already because we had so many mutual friends. So like, we had a lot in common, and I just like already had like started picturing us like hanging out with all of our mutual friends. Like, it just seemed so meant to be. But then I have not heard from him since the date. And it's weird because, like, I mean, the vibe was just so good. And I felt like we had chemistry. And one of the last things that he said to me was he was, like, excited to hang out again.
Oh. Well, that's weird.
Damn.
I know.
It's so funny how women do that. I feel like women do it more than men, you know?
Picture it?
Yeah.
No guy does that.
Right.
You got to picture it to get yourself excited and see if you could see it, you know?
Real talk, though, Audrey. Say, like, you were going to go out on a date with Alex Franco. Do you, like, practice saying your name, Audrey Franco?
Dude.
No.
Because I know some people that do.
That's so weird.
Megan has given us David's number, so we're going to call him right now and see if we can put him on the spot and figure out what happened, okay?
Hello?
David. David, is
yeah,
it David?
This is David.
Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. We're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And before you say anything else, I just want to tell you everything that's going on, okay? We don't want to catch you blindsided.
Okay.
We're not trying to make you look bad either. We're really here as a mediator because Megan reached out to us and she said that you guys had a great date. You have mutual friends and she was really excited about hanging out with you and was looking forward to another opportunity to hang out with you, but told us that you've kind of ghosted her. So what we do is we try to help out people that have been in this situation, see if we can get some answers. So that's what we're hoping to do with you. You mind talking to us?
I mean, I am. Wow, that's a lot. But no, I don't mind at all.
Right?
I don't know how to consolidate that. Because
you do a good job. Okay. I'll give you that.
I want to make sure you have all the info so you're not taken off guard. So will you just kind of back up and walk us through the date? Was it good for you or was there a red flag, something go wrong?
Let us know.
Well, so let me first off say that I had a great time on the date.
Okay.
Like, I knew I'd like her just from the energy and look that she was giving off on that Instagram picture I was checking out. And, you know, I felt very compelled to DM her, which I promise I don't do often. And, you know, we talked a little bit before I finally asked her out. And like, when we met in person for the first time, I thought she was even better looking, which is like very rare, you know, with filters and everything. Like, that's beyond rare. So that was awesome. And I was like super excited about everything until I went home later that night.
Oh,
so,
boy. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah. So my phone started blowing up and my boys were sending me screen recordings that they got from their girlfriends of her just vlogging the entire experience that we had on the date. She was saying how she wasn't sure she'd be attracted to me. And then she grew to like me. And then she was like giving out all these details of the night. It put a horrible taste in my mouth. And like,
that is a little interesting. Megan?
Nothing wrong with that.
What do you mean? Nothing wrong. Vlogging?
It's
about
not
the date?
Vlogging. It's just posting about it. That's just what it is. I'd be flattered, honestly.
No.
I mean,
Megan, is there anything you want to say?
I mean, I'm like horrified right now. Like,
in a good way or bad way? What's going on?
Horrified in a good
way? In a bad way. I mean, like, oh. I mean, I don't really see what the big deal is. I feel
it's
like
friend's
people.
Fault, I see.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, yeah, like you weren't supposed to see that, but like I also feel
kind of
the world
just
we live in too. I mean, it was like, you know,
well,
I'm
the world,
like
not the world I live in.
Clearly, we're on a mission here, and clearly it sounds like there is no interest for a second date. And now that you've probably heard David's explanation, Megan, you're not as excited as you were.
Yeah, he's salty.
Yeah, is this a case of less is more right now?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yep, now I know.